This song came about during one of my breaks from the road. When I'm home from the road, I just do anything music that's available. I like to wake up in the morning and feel like I'm in the service of music, and I don't really care in what particular fashion it is, whether I'm playing guitar for somebody or singing backgrounds or writing a song or whether I'm producing, which I call in the produce section. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. I just like to feel like I'm making use of myself some way or other toward music. And this particular song came about when I was a record producer for the great country band from Apopka, Florida, Mr. the Sawyer Brown guys. And we were almost finished with an album. We were just about done. We needed one more song. We needed a little up-tempo song. And one of the ways that I like to write songs, I'm a little quirky, but I like to drive with my knees and play the mandolin. It's not because I'm any good at playing the mandolin. It's just sort of a daredevil thing, and it distracts me from the fact that I'm not that good at the mandolin if I'm trying to drive with my knees at the same time. It sounds like bragging a little bit, but it's a public service announcement to you folks, because I have a large American SUV rental car in your general vicinity here. I don't have a mandolin, and that's even worse because the guitar neck sticks out the window, which is kind of a flag. But the guys at Sawyer Brown directed me to go write a song, take off down the road in south of Nashville, and I did. I wrote a verse and a chorus while they waited at the studio, got back, and we sort of mashed this song into a form, and we recorded it, and it turned out we had a number one record. We got, you know, we got some accolades that we might or might not have deserved, but we took for sure. And maybe 6 months from that passed, and we were doing something we do in Nashville. It's just kind of a arbitrarily self-congratulatory dinner that we kind of just have to brag on one another. And they have those 2 or 3 times a week. And this one happened to be for us. And our buddy Waylon Jennings was there that night, and Mark Miller, the lead singer. Oh, I'm sorry, I was raised better than to name drop, but it happens. Mark Miller was bragging on this song to Waylon. He said, "Hey, Waylon, you know this song we just had a number one with? Mac wrote that driving with his knees and playing the mandolin. Have you ever heard of anything like that?" And Waylon said, "Yeah, we used to do that all the time. I thought I invented it." Waylon actually threw in that back in the days when he was running with George Jones, that if they needed 4 more songs to finish an album, which is way more than one, they would load up a car with guitars and alcohol and other substances, and they would take off driving west until they had 2 songs finished and then turn it around. They were doing math at the same time. That's how cool those guys were. So it's been established that I'm not as cool as Waylon, but we did get this song out of it, and we're going to play sort of the original version. I was stomping my foot and driving with my knees and playing the mandolin. We're going to be a little safer this evening, and Eric's going to do the stomping part, but otherwise, this is kind of an original version. It's called This Time.